Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Kenneth E. Hagin said, "Dear Lord Jesus," he said, "I know I did not hear you correctly." Why did he respond that way? Because he didn't believe. He didn't know any scripture in the Bible that would coincide and agree with the statement that Jesus was making. He could not believe that Jesus himself could not make that devil move. But he couldn't. Because he said to him again, "Dear Lord Jesus," he said, "I know I didn't hear you correctly. You meant to say that you didn't want to do something about that devil, not that you could not do something about it." He said he must have known what the Lord looked like when he drove the money changers out of the temple with a whip. He said it was like his fire eyes shot fire. And he responded back to him and he said, "No, that is not what I said." He said, "I said to you, if you had not done something about that demon, I could not have done something about that demon." Kenneth E. Hagin responded. He said, "Dear Lord Jesus," he said, "you'll have to give me at least three or four witnesses in the Bible that proves to me that what you're saying is true." He said, "I've read the New Testament through," and at that time, he said, he used to pride himself at having read the New Testament through over 150 times and portions of it more than that. And he said, "If there's anything in the Bible to back up what you're saying or like what you're saying," he said, "I sure don't know it." The Lord looked at him and smiled sweetly because he asked him for at least two or three witnesses, I believe. And Kenneth Hagin, he looked at Kenneth Hagin, he said, "I'll go you one better." He said, "I'll give you four witnesses that proves to you that what I'm saying is true in the New Testament." And he said, "Dear Lord Jesus, if there's anything in there like that," he said, "I sure don't know it." He said, "Son, there's a lot of things in there that you don't know." And you know, he was about to discover that there was things in the New Testament that he did not know. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a blessed generation. Do you realize the revelation that came through Kenneth E. Hagin? There was over 26 revelations that came. One of these days I'm going to preach on that. 26 revelations that came to the body of Christ that became truths for the whole church age. And of course, not everybody received them and embraced them that names the name of Christ or claims to be a Christian church. But the majority of people around the world embraced these 26 revelations that came through Kenneth E. Hagin, either by vision or revelation that Jesus caused him to bring to us. And one of the greatest revelations that we received in our day is the authority of the believer. But notice, Kenneth E. Hagin, it would have been a waste of Kenneth E. Hagin's time, and he had wasted his time all these years praying for God the Father or the Lord Jesus Christ to do something about the devil. And when Jesus responded and said, "I'll give you four different witnesses," and of course, since we're going this way, we might as well cover them. Isn't that right? So turn to Matthew chapter 28, and let's start with the witnesses that Jesus gave to him. Matthew 28, I'm reminding you of some things that you already know, putting myself in remembrance. What I'm doing is preaching to me this morning. Because you were so gracious to come, I'm going to let you listen if you want to. Because I need this as much as more than you do. But to prove the point that Jesus said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, and Jesus told him, he said, "I'm going to give you four witnesses in the New Testament that what I'm telling you is true." And so he started with him here in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power," you could say all authority, "is given unto me in heaven and in earth." So where's all authority given to Jesus? Two places. Heaven and earth. There was two places. And you have to understand that. He's having authority in heaven and in earth. Now, when Jesus told Kenneth E. Hagin that he could not make that devil leave, that Dad Hagin had to make it leave, that don't mean that that Jesus Christ did not have authority over devils. But he had authority over devils in the heavenly realm. And I don't have time, I might have time in this meeting to go into some of these things and talk about it. But on earth, we have been delegated the authority, the church, the believer, over the devil, and we're the ones that must take authority over him. But notice, he said, all power and authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. And then he pointed out to Kennedy Hagin the next verse. He said, go ye therefore. He said, when I said, go ye therefore to my disciples, he said, what I was doing was delegated to them the authority that I had on the earth over the devil. He said, I was delegated to them, and it meant that they must take the authority that I had gained for them and use it against the devil. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So that was the first witness that he began to talk to him about. So turn to Mark, I believe it is chapter 16, and let's look at the very next scripture that he quoted to him. Mark chapter 16, verse number 17. Mark 16, verse number 17. We're still talking about when prayer to God will not help you. It says, in these signs shall follow them that believe. In verse 17, what's the first sign that shall follow any believer? In my name shall they cast out devils. That's the first sign that will follow any believer. Jesus pointed that out to him. The first sign that will follow any believer is that they will cast out devils. When you get born again, then you walk and come into a place of authority where the devil has been defeated because Jesus defeated him, and it's up to you and it's up to me to put the devil in his place. Isn't that right? Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. And we'll read a scripture out of there. Sometimes I bypass it, but we'll find it here somewhere. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 27, the Bible says here, neither give place to the devil. What does it say? Neither give place to the devil. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 27. Meaning you can give place to him if you want to, or if you don't want to, you don't have to. Turn to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Verse number 7. What are we doing? We're just proving the point because this is the scriptures that Jesus gave, and I'm just using his scriptures because you can't improve on it. He's proven to Dad Hagin that he had to take authority over the devil, that it was unscriptural for him to pray to God the Father or the Lord Jesus Christ to do anything about the devil for them. Jesus said, I could not do anything about the devil unless you done something about it. He said, if you had not done something about that devil, I could not have done something about it. So Jesus has proven his point by these scriptures. Dad Hagin, remember, didn't even know these scriptures were in reference to that. But in James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. What does it say, do? You submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Jesus was careful to point out to him in this vision. He said, nowhere in the New Testament is the believer instructed or told in the scriptures to pray to me or God the Father to do anything about the devil for them. It always tells the believer to do something about the devil themselves. See, you have authority and I have authority because I am in Christ. When I received Jesus Christ and confessed him as my Lord and Savior, then I was translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all the authority that's given to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ is now mine, and I've got to use that authority in this earth if I'm going to be successful at overcoming the devil, demons, or evil spirits. Good preaching. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5. When it'll do you no good to pray. It'll do you no good to pray for God to do something about the devil for you. It will do me no good to pray for God to do something about the devil for me. We'll get the words one day, but we're going to be here several days, you know. But this is the way we're going right now. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7, says, be sober, be vigilant, which simply means be aware and be alert. Because your adversary, which is another word for enemy, which is another word for opponent, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I'm glad that they did not stop right there. He tells us what the devil's doing in verse 8. He tells us what to do about the devil in verse 9. Verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Faith of what? Faith in the blood of Jesus. Faith in the name of Jesus. Faith in the fact that I have authority over the devil because of Jesus. It says, knowing that the same afflictions, which simply means tests and trials, are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And so, Brother Hagin started to point out to him, Jesus started to point out to Brother Hagin about the witnesses he'd asked for. He said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. And so he showed him, you know, that Peter was a witness. Peter here witnessed to the Lord Jesus Christ he witnessed to Brother Hagin through the Scriptures by the Holy Ghost so he's one witness. Then you got James that said, submit yourself therefore to God. Then you got Paul in his writings that said what he did. And then Jesus himself was a witness because he said in Matthew 28, he made that statement there. And then he said also, I'm standing right here in front of you and I'm telling you. He said, so there's your four witnesses right there. Number one, me. I'm standing here and I'm telling you that this is what I'm making. He said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, Jesus said, I'm going to give you four witnesses. He said, number one, I'm standing right here and I'm telling you this. He said, I'm the first witness. Second witness is Paul wrote Ephesians. Ephesians 4:27 said, neither give place to the devil. He said, Paul is your second witness. Then you get down to James. James said in James chapter 4, verse number 7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. So he's your next witness. So that's your third witness. Then Peter said, be sober, be vigilant. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And so there's your four witnesses right there. Jesus gave him four different witnesses and references that in the mouth of two or three witnesses let every truth or fact be established. And he proved to him that what he was saying was true. So when is it unscriptural for you to pray to God about your problem or about the devil? Well, anything about the devil is unscriptural. If you pray to God to do something about the devil for you, has anybody been having any problems with any devils or demons lately?
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.